cooking podcast.
Okay.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. Hello, Mia. Hello, Graciela. We are going to pretend to be naturally speaking, having a discussion while cooking. Action.
Okay. What was the highlight of your day?
The highlight of my day, I think it was when Igor told us
which
that Igor?
Igor,
told us that he was working in a cinema, but his only job was to turn on the projector and put on the DVD.
Really?
And the fact is, they wanted people not to see that they were showing the movies on Blu-rays because it was not professional. So he had to put a cache on the front of the projector and launch the DVD. And whenever the little play icon was out, he would put off the cache of the projector, like the
cover.
Yeah, the cover.
Yeah.
So then it would look like a real projection without any like DVD style interface, which I found. And then when he told us this, we laughed. It was a nice moment. Also, it was the moment when we went outside, which was nice because we spent a lot of the time in the dining room doing coding, which was a bit depressing.
Why?
Did
things not work out?
No, I mean they worked out, but like sometimes working full day on the computer is not really fun. Some places they match really well with working on the computer, but like a dining room.
Especially
dining room. Yeah. you just want a goulash in this place. But it was nice moment. But it was not really the most cheerful day. But it was nice.
I'm looking forward to see what you made.
To see my what?
What you made today.
Oh, you're going to be so disappointed.
I'm pretty sure I won't.
I'm pretty sure you will. I spent like 1 hour making my GitLab thing work. So now I can share it to you.
Cool. Maybe we can work on it together.
Yeah. But I have to explain my messy files.
That's okay. We'll have a moment.
French, English names everywhere. Everything is French and English at the same time.
Good thing I speak multiple languages.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's completely polylingual.
Nice.
And, voilà.
So what I'm going to do is just Fridays, I think?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Oh, but then the feta is going to be not fine.
Not fine?
Not fried.
No, I'm going to fry it so it's like flexible and then I will roll it in the feta.
Nice.
We'll see what happens. This is a bit of a freestyle.
Improvisation.
Something that the podcast will not see is that Iman is now cooking inside of a fully transparent pan.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, something you don't see much often.
It's really beautiful.
You can see the fire from behind. And
it's kind of like transparent, but like purpley. I wish I could steal it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it must be difficult to buy. And it's not only transparent, but it's also perfumé-like.
Yeah,
it's
actually made in France.
Oh. Well, now I can act a bit proud.
I don't think you should ever be proud of France.
Boah. Come on.
Tell me one good thing that France
about France? One good thing about France?
Except for you.
Oh no, there's many things. I would say that the landscapes is really good. Like the variety of different places you can go without getting out of the country.
That's true.
It is.
I went to France.
I know, I saw you in France.
Yeah, I saw you in France. It was nice.
It was nice. What about you? What about you, Susanna?
I completely lost the thing. What was going on?
The highlights and the less highlighty moments of your day.
Well, I already mentioned the chassis. No, also the fact that all the things we screen printed kind of worked out in their own way. So, satisfying. And what else this day? Well,
there was a nice walk back in Grasse. That's I really appreciate.
Yeah.
And then we saw a very funny video that you missed in this kitchen about about cooking recipe in the south of Italy. explained with a very nice accent. What's that?
How do you call them? Do they have a name?
It's well, the video we saw, it was Natale e Ferragosto Barivecchia. Okay. Barivecchia is the place.
Ah,
hilarious.
Okay.
So, fun time!
Nice. And we have to watch a movie tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
still hard to find out.
Hola.
I have a good movie in my
I do, but Shrek is a good choice.
Yeah, but it was a joke.
You don't have it?
I don't have it, but we can find it.
Like a joke.
But also Shrek 2, I think we all saw it 100 times.
Yeah, but I think that's the good thing, because, you know, we can watch it
and
talk a bit.
Yeah, you're right.
We can also do serious movies.
Yeah.
I'll probably fall asleep.
I have a movie about a kid that is playing the flute as a trio in, I think, Ecuador, but I'm not sure. And he's playing with the two adults, and they have like this group of musicians. And the fact is, he gets shot in the belly.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't die.
Uh-huh.
But what happened after is his flute has a different sound.
Mm.
His breath has a different sound. So it rises some issues in the trio.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work anymore. There's this breathing sound, like exactly like in Toy Story, where there's like this penguin who was too much in the dust and he wants to like sing, but it's like...
I don't remember this penguin.
Voila, shall we close the podcast?
Oh, sure. I don't know what else to say.